Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Maestris Daf Yudalad in the Oisvador edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rav Sheshes, Abloza Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rav Avin, they said, Oyim al chaveru ani maiser ad yadecho. One tells his friend, I'm going to do maiser for you. Ein yotzoich la'amoid imoi. He doesn't have to check if he actually did it. Because once his friend says he did it, you can rely on him they probably did it. It says the Gemara Tamman Tanin, it says over there, quoting a Mishnah in Eruvin, and the simple pshat is that the correct girso is as follows. This is the girso of the Gro. Hashaleach Eruvoi biyad chera shirti vekoton, o biyad mi sheinu moide be'eruv. Someone sends the Eruv, his own Eruv, Eruv Tchumim, that he have to put in the end of the Tchum, the end of the 2,000 Amma out of the city. He sends it with someone who's incompetent. The chereshet of a katon, someone who does not believe in eruv, so then he cannot rely on it, unless he has somebody who accepts the eruv from the chereshet of a katon, and that's the next words of the Gemara. The omer laach the kabli menu, he said to somebody to accept it from the chereshet of a katon, hareiz eruv, then it's a good eruv. So says the Gemara, and if you're dal, then mudal on top. Omer blozov tzoich la'amoid imoy. Meaning he needs to check with this person if he actually accepted the Eruv in the Chereshot HaVekotot. Says the Gemara of Hochat, Omer Hachin, Bayos, you don't have to check. What's the difference? Omer V'chir Ba'ado, Kan B'Godol, Kan B'Kotot. The difference is like this. In our case, we're talking about the one who's doing everything is the Godol, is the adult. So you can rely on it. But here we're talking about the Kotot, Chereshot HaVekotot, is bringing it to the adult. So because here part of the process is based on someone who's incompetent, you have to go and make sure it's okay. Even both cases talk about the same person who's starting the process. But Taman, Boimelor, there he's telling him, Orival Yodi, you should do Eruv for me. Ani Maiser al Yodecho. But here, the guy on his own said, I'll do Maiser. Meaning the difference between this case and the case in Eruvin is by Eruvin, the Shliach did not volunteer to do it. He asked a favor, so he has to make sure the guy is doing the favor for him. But by us, the friend said on his own, I'll do Maaser for you. And therefore, you could rely on it. Now the Reb Chaim here has the opposite gear, so he calls here Hossam and there Hocho, because this is a quote from a Sugya in Eruvin. Continues down the Gemara and says, Hado yofo minahi, vahi yofo minado. So we learn one from each other. Hado yofo minahi. The Mishnah in Eruvin learns from here in Maaseres that what? Boimurlani ma'ar v'yadecho, shenetzich la'amoidimoy. Meaning the person volunteered to do the Eruv. He didn't ask him to do the Eruv. It was on his own, he said, I'll do for you the Eruv. So he doesn't have to check with him, he can rely on him. Vahi yofo minado, and that learns from this, meaning our Gemara learns from Eruvin. If here someone requested from his friend, can you do Maaser for me? And the friend did not volunteer on his own, he does have to check with him. Says the Gemara, Tsev laket lecho, esrim teinim mishali. This is what we saw before. Someone tells his friend, go take 20 teinim from my field. Oichel v'oichel v'upotter, he can continue eating with his potter, that's said to be achilas ara and his potter. Tsev umolis akalkolo, but if he tells to fill the basket, as we learned before, that's considered to be kfiyos maaser. But here the Gemara adds, Rabbi Oimer, Oimani should tzech la'royis lo yitzak ha'kolo. I mean, if he's not taking the standard basket, he has to show it to his friend. Because his friend has intention that he should take a kalkolo, a certain basket. If he's doing any change, he has to show his friend what he's taking. And now the Gemara goes and explains, V'kamehu shira kalkolo. What's the shira of a regular kalkolo? Shul benachon b'shav yenison, stam kalkolo, regular kalkolo, arbas kavin, it's four kav. V'gidoylo, a large one, seyo, which is six kav. The ketan and a small one is shloishes kavin. So you need to make sure that the person, if a friend tells him to go take a basket, he has to make sure that his friend knows which basket he's doing. So that's the Gemara, Rabbi Yoina Boy. This measurement that we're saying, isn't the Meister Samaras? Meaning regarding the Chiyuv Meister is only in a standard basket. If his friend told him go fill up a basket, it means a standard basket. If it's less than that, so he's not Chavin Meister. Or the midas adin, meaning regarding a person cannot steal from his friend. His friend allows him to take a basket. He didn't mean to take a large basket, only a standard basket. So in table the maaser is amaris. What time is it didn't maaser kosh kalamidas adin? So of course, for midas adin, you can't take from your friend what he did not allow you. In table mid this din, if it's a din for mekach or memkar, is somewhere. So now we talked about halamaiser stuff. Regarding meiser, maybe not, maybe even a smaller measurement. The minute you fill up a basket, you have a meiser. And concludes the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Pshita, Rabbi Yossi was clear to him, the Meiser is Samoris, which we said the measure for Meisers, that what you have in Meiser is only a standard measurement. Kochka Midas Adin, that's regarding Mekach Memka, you now take from your friend what he did not allow you to take. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis, Hem Oichlu Mupturim, Balashar, Balachonus Chayovim. So he said in the Mishnah that if he brings fruits to the Shar, to the gate, or to the store, so anybody who eats there is considered to be Achilas Arai, and you're not having Meiser. But the owner of the store and the owner of the gate is Chayav. Says the Gemara, what we mentioned earlier as well. Hadam, or this teaches you, when you have a few people eating in the house, the owner of the house, for him, it's said to be kavua, because it went into the house. For the guests that are not in their own house, the fruits are not Chayav and Meiser. Says the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Rabbi the Poite, until he doesn't turn his face around and goes to the side. So what is the meaning, what's the reason, Rabbi Yudu? So the Gemara brings two explanations. Explanation number one, Omar Abulazar, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Nechemio, Shneim Omer Dovar Echot. Rabbi Yudu and Nechemio both said the same thing. The Tanin Taman, we learned over here. Rabbi Nechemio Omer, Kol She'ein Adam Boish Meloichu B'soichu Chayavis. Which Chatzir is Chayav and Meiser? The once you go into the Chatzir, it's obligated in Meiser. So Rabbi Nechemio says, the definition is a place where people, a person is not embarrassed to eat. It's not in a public place where everybody can see him. So they see that according to Rabbi Nechemio, the definition is he has to be a place where he's not embarrassed to eat. So also Rabbi Yudah says over here, if he's eating with everybody else, he's embarrassed to eat. So he's not chayav b'maaseh unless he turns his face or he goes to the corner. We thought to say, Ma'pligin Avichem Rabbonin, what are Avichem Rabbonin arguing there in that Mishnah? B'chotzer shu boish lechol b'kulo. Only a chotzer which is embarrassed to eat the entire chotzer. There's no place in the chotzer where he feels comfortable. But if there's an area in the chutzah which is not embarrassed to eat there, so then he's chayav and meiser in every area of the chutzah, even the areas where he is embarrassed to eat there. That's what they thought to say. But we said right now that Nechem and Yudah hold the same thing. That teaches us that even in one chutzah, if there's areas where he's embarrassed to eat, he's not chayav and meiser, and only areas where he's not embarrassed to eat is chayav and meiser, as we see in our Mishnah by Rav Yudah, because Rav Yudah says that if he's eating in his gate or in his store, he's not obligated meiser unless he turns his face or goes to the corner. Masha, in his own chutzah, in the same chutzah where you have areas which you're not embarrassed, this still doesn't mean that every place is chayav and meiser. So the more Rav Yudah says a different shot in Rav Yudah. It's like the fig tree which is tilting to the chotzer. If a person takes more than two figs at a time, so he's chayav, he brought it into the chotzer. But if he eats one fig at a time, so then it's considered to be that he's eating it in the tree. Even though he's right now in the chotzer, but because he's taking only one at a time, it's as if he did not leave the area of the tree, and he's eating from the tree itself, and therefore he's not chayav meiser, even though it's in the chotzer. So that's the Pshat Rabbi Yudah over here. When he's eating with other people, it's as if he's eating not in his chutzar, even though he's in his own shar, he's in his own store. But right now he's eating with other people, it's considered to be that he's part of that group. He's not on his own place, his own territory. Says the Gemara, Al-Daitit Abiyuch's explanation, only if he eats one by one. But if he eats two, so no, because the same way by the tree, if he eats two at a time, it's considered to be now that he's ready in his own rishos and not in the rishos of the chatzar. So also when he eats with the group, it's only when he eats one by one. Another condition needs to be met, that he eats with the other group. But if he's taking the fruits and he's eating on his own, so then for sure he's not going to be nitpal, he's not going to be tuffel to the group. And a third condition needs to be met, that once he finishes to eat, the group is still there. But if when he finishes to eat, the group is not there, that means he's eating partially on his own, then he's chayav, and he's not part of the group. So if you explain there, Rabbi Yudah's shita is that the reason why when he's eating with the group, he's part of the meiser, is because he's part of the group, you need these three conditions to be met, that one, that he's eating one by one, that he's part of the group, and he's not the last one to eat over there. I'll tie to the blood, but according to the other explanation, the Rabbi just holds that a place he's embarrassed to eat, he's not chayav meiser. If he's not eating one by one, he's eating even two or three or more. Even if he's not part of the group, but he's eating on his own. Or even if he did not leave anybody to eat after him. He was the last one to eat in the group. Still, because he's eating in a place which is embarrassed to eat at, so he's potter mina maaser. So the Gemara brings here two explanations. Instead of Yehuda, is it because a place where he's embarrassed to eat is potter, or because he's part of a group, so he's not eating in his own rishos? With this we conclude Yerushalmi Maaser Daf Yudalet.